There you are. The only paladin who spends more time at a desk than in the training yard. And I see you're poring yourself over a map. Wait, don't tell me. Are you still trying to find a place for your holy pilgrimage? Yes, it's me. Took you a second, didn't it? Did you think I was some friendly but somehow knowledgeable stranger? A stalker? I'm dirty from the road, but I don't care. Hug me, you fool. I missed you. And you smell like a library. Bless you. I haven't smelt books in a year. Nonsense. Call me Zoe now. We're equals, remember? Well, the map is the only way I recognized you. Yeah, you've changed. I can see it in your eyes, and I love what you've done with your hair. Oh, it's fine. You change the outside all you want. I know the inside. Yes, I've changed too. I think red armor suits me, don't you? No. I still have lessons to teach you. You were supposed to flirt with me there. As opposed to what you did, which was nod your head like you're scared of me. I don't bite. Well, let me give you another chance, and I'll be even more direct. Do you have time to catch up with your old mentor? Or am I just a part of your history? Well, I'd rather be a part of your future. Is that so wrong? I'm no longer your mentor. Or am I too bold? You look hesitant. I was too bold. Or... I feel different too. Yes, that's a good thing. My pilgrimage, of which I've only just completed, left an impact on me. Be right there. Look, meet me tonight if you're interested. I have to go. Yes, the usual spot, of course. It was good to see you. I thought about you a lot while I was gone. A year is a long time. Hey, you're late. I was worried you weren't coming. Yeah, same spot. The statues everyone forgot about on the quad everyone lets grow over. Thanks, you look nice too. I mean it. It's good to see you in something you want to wear, rather than vestments or armor, things you have to wear. Gods, it's nice out here. Away from all that routine. The busy bodies, the prayer, pages, quotes, philosophy, singing. But out here, no holy books, no church, just us. Oh, come on. Don't you ever feel suffocated in there? You've always been better at dealing with that sort of thing. You're so patient. I won't lie. Now that I've had a taste of freedom, it's hard being back. Give it time. That's easy for you to say. Don't you ever think the church exerts just a little too much control over us? What to wear, what to think? Yes, I went on my pilgrimage and I slayed 7 demons in B-lands like I said I would. My holy quest. You're not slick. Don't think I didn't notice you changing the subject. But I'll humor you. What are you considering for your pilgrimage? Surely you've narrowed it down. You really still don't have any idea. Well, yes, of course. There's always a lot of people who need our help. That's why we go. You know, as long as it stays in your head as something never done, it's perfect. But sooner or later, you have to get out there and pick something. Hey, trust me. Doing something feels a lot better than agonizing over hypotheticals. Sitting around and wondering what if, it will drive you mad. Listen, you're cute when you worry, but don't get too bogged down with the details. Why? Because you're gonna do great. I mean it. You have a hard time taking a compliment, you know. Listen to me. You're a good person. When you hold your sword, it looks like it weighs as much as a piece of driftwood. You love the gods, and the gods love you. I know things are going to work out for you, no matter where you go for your pilgrimage. Have a little faith in yourself. Thanks. I missed you too. Did you remember me in your prayers at night? Me too. When I did pray. Don't look so shocked. It's an entirely different world out there. The world isn't nearly as black and white as they would have you think. Hey, look at me. It isn't blasphemy to acknowledge the world is complicated. To say there's gray areas are hard questions. I know you're not that naive. If I find the church so stifling, why am I here? Maybe I wanted to see you again. I missed you. I'm not saying I hate the church or the gods. But I am learning I don't need them to be strong or to help people. What else did I learn? I learned that I cared about you. I care about you a lot. More than a mentor should have, if I'm being honest. Because you're kind and you're earnest and beautiful and you have a wicked sense of humor that for some reason you try to hide. And I think you're brilliant. You do the right thing. That's why you're here. Is it so strange that I would be attracted to you? That I would admire you? Of course I still believe in the gods. And I believe they put us in each other's path for a reason. Is it that late already? Why were you so late getting here? Did you hesitate? I'm sorry. I saw you today and everything just rushed out of me. It's been so long. Here. A kiss on the cheek. The elders may frown on it, but the gods won't. I missed you. And I want you. And I want you to think about this life you've sworn yourself to. Ask yourself how much you need the church versus how much the church needs you. I wasn't kidding when I said I know you on the inside. Do it for me, please, as a favor. Just think about it. Think about if they need to control so much of your life. The gods won't hate you for asking if you're happy. And that's all I want from you. Can you look at me right now, here, and say with 100% conviction that you are happy with everything? Then don't put morality into your suffering. You're not a better person because you're suffering or because you've made sacrifices that you didn't have to make. Right, I'll take my hands off your shoulders. Sorry, I got carried away. Yeah, we do have to go. See you later. Will you think about what I said? Yes, I'll think about what you said too. I know I will. All right. Until next time. After your tryst, the next week passes in a fog. It is a blur of lighting incense, walking across the stone chapel floor, prayers, training, and scripture. Time itself changes for you, split between the inner and the outer. You nod along to the sermons and speak when spoken to, going through the motions of your day. But on the inside, you remember your evening with Zoe, your old mentor. You can still smell the night air and remember the feeling of her lips against your skin. even though you haven't seen her since. Her words echo through your mind. Her questions about the morality of suffering, the control of the church, and your own happiness roll around in your brain, day in, day out. And then, on the seventh day, you learn she has been imprisoned on charges of corruption. She looks small and defeated, chained up in her dungeon cell below the church. You can't remember ever seeing her look so powerless. But when she lifts her head and sees you on the other side of the bars, she comes to life. What are you doing here? You shouldn't have come. Oh, but I'm so glad to see you. I don't suppose you brought a sip of water with you, did you? Oh, you are the best. Thank you. You had to come see me for yourself. Of course you did. I'm sorry if I've disappointed you. If I didn't live up to an ideal you had for me. No, listen to me. Even though I helped train you, my failings don't taint the paladin you've become. My sins are my own. You just took my hand through my cell bars. That's very romantic. Ugh, stop it. I'm blushing. No, don't pull away. I changed my mind. I'll take what I can get. Your hands are so warm, though. Yes, I'm all right. I confessed, so there was no need to interrogate me. What did I do? If I tell you, I'm going to disappoint you. No, of course I'll tell you. I just want to savor this time before I realize how much I've disappointed you. Well, are you sure you want to know? I don't need to quote scripture at you. But if you learn what I'm charged with, you'll weigh it against your own values and cast your own judgment. We're not supposed to do that. They tell us to trust that the church knows best. It's not that dogmatic? Really? Come closer. Bring your nose up to the bars. And look up into my cell. No, it's not an air vent. I'm below the chapel, and they've made it so I can hear all the music that is sung, every sermon. It gets piped down to me to save my soul. You don't think that's a bit extreme, a bit unnecessary? It's not going to change their verdict or their ruling. Did I ever listen? Only for your voice. I wanted to know if you were singing. I think I picked it out once or twice. All right, all right. I'm sorry for drawing it out. I want to keep you here as long as I can. I want to draw out this conversation so I can commit your face to memory. I nearly forgot what you looked like. I lied to you before. I didn't kill every demon I said I would on my holy quest. I spared one. I thought for sure you would stop holding my hand when I told you that. You're full of surprises. Yes, I spared a demon. I lied to the church. And I helped it get home. What? You thought it was something worse? Oh, there's nothing worse than lying to the church. No, no. They assume I made a deal with it. An unholy union, the elders called it. You must think I'm very weak. Or a hypocrite. Or both. You are too generous to me. And you're too kind to ask what my reasons were. You're the first one who has, you know. The more demons I killed, the more humanity I saw within them. Coin collections left in their summoning circles. Books, letters. Deals made for songs and love rather than power. The last one I had to kill. It reminded me of you. It had a bunch of maps, and it was beautiful in the way that you are. I couldn't bear to kill it. Oh, if you're blushing at that, I have more to say. Are you all right with being my confessor? I have no one else. Good. You're such a good pupil. Of course, by that point, I had missed you so much. I saw you in everything. Even a demon. It started crying when I went to kill it. They never told us they could cry. And after I let it go, I knew I had to go back to you, to tell you how I felt and what you really meant to me, even though I'd long since turned my back on the church, even if I had changed too much for you. Thank you for squeezing my hand. You're so easy to talk to. Even about something as personal as the deepest desires in my heart. The faith I lost. No. No, you are the only reason I came back. And I don't regret it. Even though I'm speaking to you from behind bars. Well, if I didn't tell you how I felt, I would have thought about it every day for the rest of my life. And if I'm going to be damned, I'll be damned for who I really am. For what's in my heart. I'm a fool who should have stayed away. Fair. I am a fool who's sick of hiding. I feel like my whole life was a lie. Everything I devoted myself to was wrong. And you are the only thing I don't regret. And I'm going to kiss your hand now. Thank you for coming to see me. And for taking my last confession. Yes, my last. I'm only in this cell for another day. Then it's a short drop and a sudden stop. Is it really so shocking that they would hang me? Your jaw is on the floor. The church can't have paladins saving demons and defying them. An example must be set, surely. Oh, it will be very public, of course. They can't. They can. The papers were signed today. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. What I wouldn't give to hug you right now. I'm ready to meet the gods. They have much to answer for. And in a twisted way, I'm glad. Well, I'm glad I can show you what the church is capable of. What they really value. Be careful these next few days. I didn't breathe a word of our tryst or my affection for you. You should be in the clear. You pulled back so quickly. The color is leaving your face. Don't do anything rash! I didn't think they'd run off like that. Be careful. I worked so hard to keep you safe. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. It was selfish of me to confess. You run until your lungs are on fire and your body burns. Then, when you collapse to your knees, gasping for air, struggling to reconcile with everything you've heard, you drop your head to your chest, close your eyes, and pray. Waiting for direction or a sign, some indication of what you should do. Time for my execution then. What, no last rites? Well, I suppose I'll be dead before the bruise forms. How clever. I'm moving to the gallows then. Why are you stopping? This hallway is narrow enough. Oh. My old pupil. You came. Oh. Well, that was impressive. I should take more credit for your training. Don't be modest. Not everyone could take down the church executioner in one blow. If you'll excuse me. No, I just fuck that guy. I'm going to take his sword. To be honest, I wasn't sure if you were coming to see me off or rescue me. Though I am delighted it is the former. Oh, feels good to get those chains off. Thank you. Actually, lift up your visor for me. You are my hero, and everything I ever could have wanted in this life. Yes. Let's make a break for it then, shall we? Don't worry. I know this place well. Ugh, there's two guards ahead. I'll take the left. Did you just smite them? Well, their bodies are certainly smoking in a heap as if you did. That's incredible. The gods clearly still favor you. Is this a miracle? Yes, I am aware it goes against everything the church has ever taught us. No, I'm not capable of such things, but I abandoned my faith. What does this change? I know we're being pursued, but if we take those stairs, they'll lead to a small balcony overlooking the gallows. And there is going to be such a crowd there. What am I getting at? A public display is showing everyone that the gods can help us without the support of the church. We climb the stairs, you smite something, then we run like hell. Yes, you're exactly right. This is why they execute paladins who stray. Otherwise, they would be living proof that you don't need the church to channel divine magic. Right. Well, this is your jailbreak. I leave the choice up to you. Do we play it safe and run now? Or send a message, then flee? And risk becoming martyrs. I had a feeling you'd pick that. Of course I support you. Let's go. Well, that got them going. Come on. That crowd is so pissed off, it's buying us time. I can't believe you condemned them like that. I've never heard you yell before. Yes, it was very stimulating. The stables are just ahead, though. Yeah, I just need to think. Where should we go? Wait. You know exactly where we're going? Shut up. No, you do not. because you've never known where you're going. You sound so confident. Who are you? I'm not blushing. I've just never been more attracted to you before. Let's go. Lead the way. Yeah, I fed the horses. Thank you for gathering the wood. It was touch and go for a while, but I think we're clear. Why? Oh, my pupil, you ask all the right questions. The elders will have their hands full with damage control now. Bringing us back isn't going to fix their problem. Now people know. You can use my bedroll if you want. It's warmer. Of course I don't mind. Do you know how many nights I crawled into a cold bedroll, thinking of you? That's what I thought. Come here. Thank you for believing in me, for listening to me when I asked. I didn't mean to barge back into your life and turn everything upside down for you. And for what it's worth, I'm sorry I made you an outlaw and an oathbreaker. You're smiling at me, though. You feel free now. That's because you are. And I'm glad. I don't know what it is, but I can't stop thinking that everything is going to be okay. Is that strange? It's because we have each other. Come here. I have been dreaming about this for so long.